This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.
You can't have a God who suddenly, at one point in time, changes his mind.
God never changes.
Again, it's not God that changes.
We are stuck in time and space. We wander through history in a single line. God sees it as a whole map. He sees it from above, the beginning, the end, and the middle. So he has to deal with it from that viewpoint. So he has a purpose, which we can't understand all the purposes. But that involves, in our view, in our historical single line linear viewpoint going through history, of events happening one after the other. God sees it all in one go. He's the Alpha and the Omega.
He is indeed.
In the middle is chaos.
The way he treats human beings and his creation is not through violent intimidation, which is what the Jews thought
it
was.
It isn't now, no.
Well, it never was.
The protection
of the Jews was ultimately to bring through a Christ that was the second Adam. And we look at earthly death as the ultimate and the final and the worst thing. But actually, it talks in the Bible of Christ meeting with those that had died before his fall. And actually, to protect Christ was actually to protect everyone that had ever lived from a spiritual death. Mm. And yes, it was not nice. And yes, it doesn't, if you look at with Moses, when he closed the waters on the pharaohs, the angels were having a party and God said, no, these are still, I have no joy in doing this. This is part of
the plan that I've had to do. And you applaud while my people perish. He still saw the people that perished as his children that...
My interpretation is that God reveals himself through our flawed humanity from the word go. And that we get him, the Jews got him wrong and wrong and wrong and wrong. He sent prophet after prophet after prophet to try to get the Jews to understand who he was. Okay? That he wasn't a God who demanded sacrifice. He demanded a loving and contrite heart. And eventually, he had to send his son to say, look, this is who I am, and this is who, and this is my nature.
That's right, because he was a sacrifice.
He didn't do that.
He was the ultimate
sacrifice. And he didn't do that because, every other thing has failed. God knew from the beginning of the time that his son was going to come down.
And so there was sacrifice.
All the history of the Old Testament is what Louis sort of saying, is protect the messianic line. Right, the line of people that had to come
for Jesus to be born.
To do that, they had to keep the Jewish people uncorrupted from outside influences. That's why they have to go out and destroy people around them to stop the influences coming in and stopping intermarriage.
Which happened on many occasions.
The whole thing is manufactured by God. The whole Old Testament is narrative history that God has actually, caused to be written down as pure history. If you're going to not believe that, then you might as well not believe the New Testament.
Because who
inspired the New Testament? Ordinary people.
No sacrifice. Why
Matthew,
Jesus
Mark, Luke,
on the cross?
Luke and John. How did they put their words down?
Why did Jesus die on the cross?
And that's why they...
Why is that true in the Old Testament?
That's why it is.
This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.